请大家打开你的圣经，提摩太前书第五章。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
我们来教会就是要听主的话。
We come to church to hear God's word.
圣经就是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
所以我们每个主日来到主的面前，我们都讲解圣经。
Therefore, every Lord's Day when we come here, we explain or expound the scriptures.
我们一章一节的解释神的话。
And we explain God's word chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
所以今天我们来到提摩太前书第五章，我们要从第十七节读到第二十五节。
And today we have arrived at 1 Timothy chapter 5. We shall read from verses 17 to 25.
提摩太前书五章十七节说，那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此，因为经上说，牛在场上捶鼓的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。控告长老的臣子，非有两三个见证就不要收。犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。给人行按手的礼，不可急促。不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁，因为你胃口不清，屡次患病，不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前，有些人的罪是随后跟了去的，这样善行也有明显的，也有不明显的，那不明显的也不能隐藏。
1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.Do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others.Keeping yourself pure. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. The sins of some men are conspicuous, going before them to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So also good works are conspicuous, and even those that are not cannot remain hidden.
So today, this 段经文很明显的是在讲长老。
This passage clearly is speaking about elders.
长老就是教会的领袖。
Elders are the leaders of the church.
所以这段圣经是讲告诉我们怎么样来对待领袖，或者怎么样来按照神的计划来明白神在教会的这个旨意。
And this passage is teaching us how we ought to treat our leaders, or.In another way, we can say that this is for our understanding on God's design for church leadership.
所以领袖重要吗？
Is leaders or are leaders important?
今天我们在我们周围有好多国家，包括我们自己，都快要有这个全国的选举。
And there are many nations, including our own,that will be having a general election soon.
所以我们很注意这个领袖这个 leadership 这个话题。
And so we pay close attention to the topic of leadership.
好的领袖就带领整个国家朝向繁荣。
Good leaders will lead the whole nation towards prosperity.
坏的领袖呢，则可以把整个国家、人民的都摧毁了。
And bad leaders can ruin the whole nation and its people.
最明显的就是菲律宾。
And most obvious is the Philippines.
我看很多人不知道，在早期的时候呢，新加坡还没有发达的时候，我们说我们想要学菲律宾。
And I don't think many of you are aware of this. Before Singapore's prosperity, many people spoke about following the Philippines.
因为菲律宾非常繁荣的国家。
Because Philippines was a prosperous nation.
但是后来来了一个总统叫做马可斯。
But later on, there was a president known as Marcos who came into power.
大家都知道马可斯做了什么事。
And everyone knows what Marcos did.
结果这个马可斯把这个国家几乎摧毁了，而且挪用了许多许多的公款。
And President Marcos almost ruined the entire country, and he misused the funds.
所以我们看到一个国家如果有好的领导，那个国家就繁荣；没有好的领导，可能会把这个国家摧毁，甚至很多人民的生活都被他来摧毁。
And so we know that good leaders will lead a nation into prosperity, while bad leaders will ruin the nation and the lives of many people.
我们看旧约的以色列也是这样。
And when we look into the Israel of the Old Testament, we find the same thing.
以色列有一个皇帝叫做大卫。
Israel had a king called David.
我们知道大卫把这个以色列有以色列还有他的儿子所罗门把这个国家这个兴起来成为一个富强的国家。
And we know that David and his son Solomon actually united the nation of Israel to become a very strong nation.
所以有好的国王，有好的领袖，就有好的繁荣的国家。
So a good king or a good leader leads the nation into prosperity.
但是所罗门起初好，后来开始不行，直到他死了之后，把这个权柄交着给他的孩子，结果国家四分五裂。
And unfortunately, Solomon started out well, but in his later years, he failed, and by the time he died, he handed the kingdom over to his son, and the kingdom split.
那么后来这个所罗波安这个耶罗波安接管的时候呢，就把整个百姓带去拜偶像。
And Jeroboam, when he took over the kingship, led the people into idolatry.
所以同样的一个属灵的光景，有好的领袖教会就兴旺，没有好的领袖教会就衰败。
And in a similar fashion, if there is good spiritual leaders, the church will prosper. If there are bad spiritual leaders, the church will undergo decay.
圣经里面很清楚地讲到，学生不能够高于先生，凡学成的不过和他的先生一样。
The Bible tells us that a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher.
所以如果教会的领袖很好带领人信这个学习圣经多带领人亲近主，这个教会就是被神祝福。如果这个教会这个领袖不好呢，就带领人离开教会。
So if the church has a good spiritual leader, he will lead the congregation into drawing nearer to God through the knowledge of his word. But a bad spiritual leader will lead people away from God and away from the church.
今天有很多人讲财富的福音。
Today, many people preach of the health and wealth gospel.
带领人全部去追求财富。
And they lead people to be in pursuit of health and wealth.
这个是非常危险的。
This is a dangerous thing.
那么当然最近也有很多人跟随这个华里克，这个 Rick Warren。
And in recent years, many people also follow after Rick Warren's teaching.
但是你知道吗？最近他说了一句话，他说我们这些基督徒应该回到天主教，承认这个主教是我们的这个 Holy Father.
And recently, do you know that he actually made a statement that Christians or Protestant Christians should return to the Catholic Church and we should regard the Pope as our Holy Father.
啊，你不用听我说，只要你上网谷歌一下就知道。
You need not believe what I say, just Google that and you will find it.
啊，所以这个是不是要把基督教带回天主教呢？这样的话呢，其实我们在给这个改革这个派这个马丁路德加尔文一个耳光。
And should we as Protestant Christians return to the Roman Catholic Church? If we do, we are really giving the reformers Martin Luther and John Calvin a tight slap on their face.
我们要带领人回到圣经，回到主耶稣那里，不是带领人离开。
We are supposed to lead people back to the Bible to draw near to Christ and not away.
所以我们要常常教导人回到圣经，看我们讲解圣经。这个不是我们的意思，这个是圣经的意思，是神的意思。
So we are here to lead people back to look at the Bible to understand that this is not our will, but it is the will of God. It is the will of the Bible.
所以我们看到保罗写信给提摩太。
And we see here that Paul wrote to Timothy.
你如果记得吗？为什么保罗写信给提摩太
？Remember why Paul wrote this letter to Timothy?
你看第一章第三节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 3.
他说：“我把你留在这个以弗所，我保罗写信给你提摩太，把你留在以弗所，好吩咐那些几个人不可传异教，不同的宗教，不同的信仰。”
Paul wrote to Timothy and instructed him to remain at Ephesus.So that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine or a different gospel.
所以这边我们就看到以弗所的教会，保罗把提摩太留在以弗所教会，是因为以弗所教会出现很多问题，是因为他们没有好的领袖。
And problems started to surface in the church in Ephesus because they lack.Good spiritual leadership, and Paul sent Timothy there.
结果他们这个教会里面竟然允许一些人传不同的信仰。
And the church even permitted people to preach different doctrines.
所以如果保罗说如果有人传不同的信仰、不同的福音，他应该是可咒可诅。
And Paul wrote elsewhere that whoever preaches a different gospel or a different faith is to be accursed.
所以现在保罗写信给提摩太的原因是。以弗所教会呢，出现很这个领导层的问题。
And Paul was writing to Timothy because the leadership of the church in Ephesus has problems.
你看第一章第七节，他说有很多人想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲所论定的。
Look at chapter 1 verse 7. There were those desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they say.Or the things about which they make confident assertion.
所以很多人想要做领导，想要叫做教导，想要做领袖，但是他都不知道自己在讲什么。
So many people wanted to be leaders, wanted to be teachers, but they know not what they teach.
而且呢，你看第二章十二节，我们也跟大家一章一章的讲过，而且有许多当时候的以弗所的女人起来，不但是讲道，而且是要管辖男人，所以提摩太。二章十二节说，我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人。
And as we went chapter by chapter and verse by verse, we went through chapter 2, and we spoke about how there were women who rose up wanting to teach and exercise authority over men, and that's why in chapter 2, verse 12, Paul wrote that I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man.
所以保罗写信给提摩太，告诉他这个以弗所教会的问题是什么？就是领导层的问题。所以他在第三章就告诉他说：“你要这样设立长老。第一呢，人若要得监督的职分呢，就是羡慕上工。那么做监督呢，必须无可指责，做一个丈夫的做一个妇人的丈夫等等。”
And so it is quite obvious that the church in Ephesus had problems with the leadership. So Paul continued to write in chapter 3.And ask Timothy to appoint elders, because the saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task, and an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, etc.
如果你有仔细听我讲，你说，哎，第三章是讲监督，不是讲长老。
And if you listen carefully to what I said earlier on, you might ask, but chapter 3 is about overseers and not elders.
我们认为圣经里面提到长老的职分。监督的职分，甚至牧师的职分是同一个职位。
But we believe that when the Bible talks about overseers or elders and even pastors, they are actually referring to one office.
我讲过这个很多次，不过我们看到当中有一些新来的朋友，我们再看一次，你回去看这个《使徒行传》第十七、第二十章。
And even though we have gone through this many times, but because we have new friends in our midst, so I will want to go through this quickly again. Turn with me to Acts chapter 20.
你看《使徒行传》第二十章第十七节。
Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 17.
保罗要离开了，所以他打发人去以弗所那里，请教会的长老来。
Acts chapter 20, verse 17, from Miletus. He sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him.
所以他叫了长老来，你看第二十八节。
And after he called the elders, look at verse 28.
他说，圣灵立你们做全群的监督。 你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。
Acts 20:28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God.
所以这里你看到他请了长老来，称他们为监督，所以长老跟监督是同一个工作。
So here Paul actually sent for the elders to come, and he addressed them as overseers. So quite clearly, elders and overseers were referring to the same group of people.
那么监督呢？ 他又叫他们牧养，所以他是牧师。
So he told the overseers to shepherd. In other words, they were shepherds or pastors.
所以我们把这个长老、牧师、这个监督都看是同一个字，同一个位，是一个字份。
So elders, overseers, and pastors refers to the same office.
所以这段圣经是告诉我们。 他写信，他说这个长老呢，怎么样带这个长老，怎么样对待这些长老
？So coming back to 1 Timothy, Paul wrote to Timothy and he instructed him on how elders ought to be treated.
因为他在第三章那边告诉他说，长老的这个监督、长老等等，他们的这个资格是什么
？And in chapter 3, Paul wrote to Timothy on the qualifications for overseers or elders.
所以现在呢，他就我们进入到他怎么样来看这些长老。
So now we come to chapter 5 on how they ought to treat elders.
So 第一点呢，我们要给大家看就是第十七节，那说那善于管理教会的长老当以配受加倍的敬奉。 那劳苦传教传道教导人的更当如此。
As we look at verse 17, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.
So 第一点呢，我要你看的是这里提到长老的责任或者牧师长老的责任。
And the first point I want you to see is the responsibility of pastors or elders.
所以刚才我们讲到长老、监督跟牧师是同一个职分。
And we said earlier that elders, overseers, pastors refer to the same office.
牧师的意思就是他牧养，他指的他的工作。The
pastor, actually his work is to shepherd.
这个监督的意思是指他的权柄，是指他这个是希腊人称这些这个位置叫做监督。And
overseers actually is a Greek term that was given to represent those who were in authority.
那么 长老是犹太人的称呼，这些提到他的属灵的成熟。
Whereas elders is actually a Jewish term referring to the spiritual maturity of people.
所以在这里你看到说，那善于管理教会的长老啊，这讲到长老的责任，这是什么呢？是善于管理教会。
Let the elders who rule well. So what's the responsibility of elders? It is to rule.
所以你看到这个字很奇怪，为什么我们牧师应该是牧养，为什么用这个字来管理呢？
And this word might cause some people to wonder, isn't the role of the pastor to shepherd? Why is he ruling?
所以我们跟大家讲，牧师的工作当然是教导、牧养，但是同时包括管理。
And we did mention before that the work of the pastor, of course, is to teach and to shepherd, but it also includes ruling.
特别是在这个 彼得前书第五章第二节里面也是提到，他说，彼得说，务要牧养你们中间的神的羊群，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于以甘心，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
First Peter 5:2 tells us to Peter wrote to the elders to shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly.
所以这里看到他是 exercising oversight， 意思是说他必须要管理治理的意思。
So to exercise oversight means to actually manage and to rule.
我们今天这个五章十七节，他说善于管理这两个字，这个 rule 的这个英文字更清楚 ，rule 就是治理。这两个字呢的意思是站在众人的前面。
And in today's passage, verse 17 says the elders who rule. This is a very clear word. Actually, the word initially meant.To stand in front of others.
其实我们的提摩太前书五章三章五节，也提到说，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能管神的教会吗？同样有管理的意思。
And we see from 1 Timothy 3 verse 4 that he must manage his own household well, because if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how can he care for God's church? So the elder is to manage.
所以我们知道不同的教会有不同的解释，但是我们回到圣经，你看圣经的意思不是牧师必须要管理要治理呢？
We know that the different churches have different interpretation on this, but what we want to do is to return to what the Bible says about this. And the passage clearly tells us that the role of the elder or pastor is to manage.
而且三次在启示录里面提到牧养的时候呢，都用这个字管理甚至管辖啊，这边用了一个例子，就是启示录十二章五节，他说妇人生了一个男孩子，他用铁杖管辖万国，那个字管辖原文是指牧养的意思。
In fact, three times in the book of Revelation, the word translated as rule is actually the same word that is the shepherd. And the example is given here from Revelation 12:5. She gave birth to a male child.One who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and this word is actually the Greek word shepherd.
所以在这里，牧师的工作呢，特别长老、牧师、监督的工作是什么呢？他们必须要牧养，他必须要管理神的羊群。
So what is the responsibility of the elders or overseers or pastors? They are to shepherd the sheep.Or in other words, to rule.
所以我们的这段圣经第十七节说，那善于管理教会的长老呢，要以配受加倍的敬奉，特别是什么呢？那劳苦传道教导人的。
And verse 17 of 1 Timothy chapter 5, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.
所以这边看到那个管理呢，是包括甚至更加强调那个管理是通过什么呢？通过传道，这个是通过我们英文圣经翻译的更清楚，通过讲道、宣讲神的道、教导的人更加是如此。
And the role of or the work that is included in the ruling is quite clear here to say that it includes.Preaching and teaching.
所以在这里，那个管理什么管理是通过传讲神的道、教导神的道来管理神的教会。
So how to rule the church of God? The leaders are to rule the church of God through the preaching and teaching of God's word.
特别这个劳苦这两个字。
And note the word labor.
这个劳苦这两个字是指他做工呢，做到他疲累不堪，为着神的事工传讲神的话，做到一个程度他疲累不堪。
And to labor actually means that he worked to the extent of exhaustion.
所以这里就给我们看到，这个长老或者牧师长老的责任是什么呢？要管理，要讲道，要教导。
So what is the role of the pastor or the elder? He is to rule, and he has to do this through preaching and teaching.
所以这边给我们看到，第一呢，就是对教会呢，教会长老的工作是什么呢？他的责任是什么呢？就是要管理，而且特别是在讲道跟教导方面。
And so we see from this passage that firstly, God's design for church leadership is that He gave the pastors or elders the responsibility to rule, especially through preaching and teaching.
所以我们的第一点是教会这个长老牧师的责任，第二呢是长老牧师的认可。
So the first point is the responsibility of pastors or elders, and the second point is the recognition of pastors or elders.
你看这一次第十七节，那善于管理教会的长老当以配受加倍，加倍是两个字，是双重的这个敬奉。
And verse 17 again says, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor.
英文圣经讲 double honor, 所以这边指 double 是什么意思呢? 就是双重的意思。
So it means double or two times.
所以在这里他讲双重的敬奉, 敬奉的这个字呢, 其实在希腊文是 timē, 它的意思是尊荣的意思。
And double honor, and the word honor in the Greek is timē, which actually includes respect.
所以圣经里面常常用这个字来形容神，神是但愿尊贵荣耀，故意那不能朽坏，不能看见勇士的君王，独一的神。这个尊荣那个字呢，就是这个提美。
And the Bible also uses this same word in 1 Timothy 1:17, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. So the word honor there is the same word timē.
那么这个提摩太前书六章十六节也是这么，但愿尊贵和荣永远的全能都归于他。
And 1 Timothy 6:16 again uses the word to Him, to God, be honor and eternal dominion.
所以圣经的教导是我们怎么样对待牧师跟长老呢？
So what is the Bible's teaching with regards to how we ought to treat elders and pastors?
我们要尊重，我们要敬佩，要敬仰他们。
We are to honor them and we are to respect them.
这不是我说的，这个是圣经的话，神的意思。
This is not what I say, this is what the Bible says and this is God's will.
同样的，我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十二节也是这么讲，他说，弟兄们，我劝你们， 敬重你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里治理你们的、劝诫你们的，因为他们所做的工作，用爱心格外的尊重他们。And
1 Thessalonians 5:12 tells us very clearly, we ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work.
所以在这里我们看到圣经里面用不同的字眼， 有这个NIV 还用说 hold them in high regard， 意思说看重，就是尊重他们。
And the Bible in different translations uses different words to describe this. In NIV it says hold them in the highest regard. So you are to regard them highly, you are to esteem them, you are to respect them.
所以那些特别是在传讲神的话语很努力，很忠心，很 这个勤劳的去做的，我们更要如此。
Especially those who labor in preaching and teaching God's word and to study God's word in order to preach and teach it properly, this deserve double honor.
其实圣经告诉我们，在上的权柄，我们都人人都当尊重，何况是神所安立的这个牧师跟长老。
In fact, the Bible tells us that we are to be subject to the governing authorities, and all the more so to the elder or pastors of the church that God has appointed.
所以我们今天第一点呢，就是对于牧师跟长老的这个责任，我们要有认识。第二呢，我们要什么呢？要认可或者尊重或者尊敬他们。
So the first point of today's passage is the responsibility of pastors and elders, and secondly, the recognition of pastors or elders.
第三点呢，我们是要讲到这个牧师跟长老的待遇，我们讲薪水的问题。
And thirdly, we want to talk about the reward of pastors or elders, or the remuneration.
刚才我们讲到timē这个希腊文这个尊重或者敬重这个字呢，神有时候是用来指这个金钱或者是指价值。
And the Greek word timē that we talked about earlier on is not just used to refer to honor and respect, there are other times when it's used to refer to value or price.
特别在哥林多前书六章二十节提到说，我们是用重价买回来，那个重价，那个价呢，也是这个字。
And especially in 1 Corinthians 6:20, when it is said that you were bought with a price, this word price is actually translating from the word pime.
所以这个字呢，给我们看到这个提到不但是指尊重、尊敬，神是讲到说我们怎么样对待，怎么样的来尊重他。
So this word is not just talking about respect and honor, but also how we treat them and exactly how do we honor them.
所以这边是讲到说，我们要给这个传道牧师这个的这个薪水应该是怎么样的呢？
So this is talking about the salary or the remuneration that is given to the pastor or the one who preaches God's word.
特别在第十八节那里讲得更加清楚。
And this is even clearer in verse 18.
所以在第十八节里面他说什么呢？
What does verse 18 say?
他说，这个让我看一看。第十八节说，因为经上说。 牛在场上喘骨的时候呢，不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。And
verse 18 puts it clearly that you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages, which is what scripture says.
所以这里很清楚，这里讲到他用，接下来他说那个牛在场上喘骨的时候呢，就是他在工作劳作的时候呢，你不要。 容住他的嘴，不让他吃饭。他很努力做工的时候，要给他吃。而且，如果你还不够清楚呢，看第二个。第二个是指什么呢？他说，工人得工价。这里是讲这个牧师应该给他工价。So
firstly, when the ox is laboring in the field and treading out the grain, do not muzzle the ox, meaning do not forbid the ox from eating. The ox, while it's laboring, needs to eat. And if this is not clear enough, the second part says the laborer deserves his wages. This is a monetary remuneration for the pastor.
所以第一节第一个比喻说牛在这个场上喘骨的时候是指旧约。
And the first analogy here, the muzzling of an ox when it treads out the grain is an Old Testament passage.
所以但是在第二节呢，就是特别是讲到工人得工价是应当的。
And the second one that says the laborer deserves his wages.
是路加福音里面提到这件事情。
And this is actually a quotation from the Gospel of Luke.
所以他这两个的意思是告诉我们说，你不要说，哎，牧师啊，没有关系，他可以啊靠神啊，他只要敬虔就可以了。圣经里面说要给他双倍这个加倍的敬奉。
In other words, it is telling the congregation, please do not say to the pastor that as long as you live a holy life, you just need to depend on God. That's not to be said to the pastor, because the Bible here teaches that he is worthy of double honor.
什么叫做 double? 是双倍的薪水呢?
So the double honor here refer to two times the salary.
解经家有不同的解释。
Different Bible scholars have different explanations.
是的，有些人是坚持要给他双倍，因为他做得很辛苦。
Yes, some people insist that he should get the double of the salary because he is laboring hard.
这个不是讲年底的时候双倍的薪水哦，不是讲 double bonuses. 我们这个是讲说他的薪水。
So this is not referring to the bonus at the end of the year where he gets 2 months or double, but rather this is talking about general remuneration.
但是有一些解经家呢，却认为这个应该是指他除了要敬重他，不要在口头上态度上哦你很好，你是牧师，我敬重你，还要在薪水上面给他足够，而且要有多。
There are also other Bible scholars who actually believe that this double honor here means that you don't just pay lip service of saying that we honor you, we respect you, but you must follow up with action to pay him and pay him extra.
很多人听这个听了不大明白，但是我做讲反面你就明白。
And many people still might not understand what I'm saying here, but let me paint to you an opposite picture.
有时候你出去这个餐馆吃东西的时候。
Sometimes when you visit a restaurant to dine,
特别是在美国哈,
especially in the States,
你吃完之后呢，你必须要给他这个小费。
After you dine at a restaurant, you are supposed to tip.
所以我们新加坡人呢、啊，上一次我跟大家讲过，我去美国的时候吃完之后拍拍屁股就走了，我忘记了给他小费，因为新加坡人不给小费的嘛。
But in Singapore we do not have such a practice, and I told you before that there was once when I went to the States. After I dined at the place, I left without giving a tip because I forgot.
那个服务员追到外面，你还没有给小费啊？
And the waiter actually ran after me and said, "You have not left the tip."
啊，所以很不好意思。
So I was embarrassed.
啊，所以如果他给得好，他做得好，你就给多一点。
So if you find that the service is good, you will give more tips.
但是有时候他 service 他的服务非常差的时候啊，你给他很少，其实你不是告诉他我给你少一点，是给他这整天是只是在责骂他说你做得不好。
And sometimes if you receive the less than standard service, you will give less tips. And that is actually a sign or a message to the waiter that you have failed in your service.
但是有时候不是给他少，是给他几分钱，意思说我很生气你，所以宁可你不给，好过你给几分钱，其实你在侮辱他。
And sometimes you will just leave a few cents or a few dimes, and that is actually an insult to the waiter. It's better that you actually don't tip.
所以有一个解经家说，他说这个的意思说，你给这个牧师长老的意思，你给他特别少的意思是你对他很不尊敬。他的意思是这样。
And so some Bible commentators say that if you actually give the pastor a very low salary, it is actually a sign or an insult to represent that your lack of respect.
可见这种做法呢，不是今天中国人的教会是这样，连第一世纪也是这样。
And we see that in this kind of practice is not just practiced in today's Chinese churches. We find it in the first century church as well.
所以其实这个圣经里面的教导是我们应该给这个牧师长老，这个全职的牧师长老有足够而且加他加倍的敬奉。
And so the Bible's teaching is that we are to pay the full-time elders and pastors enough, and in fact not just enough, but also extra.
啊，不单是这里，其实在哥林多前书有讲，请大家打开哥林多前书第九章。
This is not the only place that talks about this. If you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, you will find the same teaching.
哥林多前书九章。
1 Corinthians 9.
特别他在第二节他说，假若在别人我不是使徒，在你们我总是使徒，因为你们在主里正是我做使徒的印证。我对盘问我的人就这样分析说，难道我没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗？难道我没有权柄娶信主的姐妹为妻，一同往来，好像这个仿佛其余的使徒和主的弟兄基法一样吗？唯独我与巴拿巴没有权柄做工吗？谁当兵自备粮饷？有谁栽种葡萄园不吃葡萄不吃园里的果子？还有有谁牧养牛羊不吃牛羊的奶呢？
1 Corinthians 9 verse 2. If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating of its fruit? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk?
所以这段圣经很清楚告诉我们说，我们必须要善待，甚至这个在薪水上面是一种尊重跟尊敬的一个方法，所以这个是双倍的。
So this clearly tells us that we are to respect and honor the pastor or the full-time elders, especially when it comes to the remuneration package.
所以这段圣经给我们看到，神对教会不但他给我们有牧师这个教师，甚至他还告诉我们怎么样对待牧师跟教师。
So this passage shows us that God has not just gifted the church with pastors and teachers, but it also teaches us how we should honor and respect them.
啊，他给我们看到牧师跟教师的责任。
So we see the responsibility of pastors and elders.
而且我们必须要给他有尊敬。
and the recognition that is due to them.
而且我们在待遇上，在薪水上面要加倍的给他们。
And the reward and the remuneration has to be given in extra.
但是再来，我们看到这个牧师跟教师的检讨，特别是有人告他们的时候，应该怎么样处理？
And then we now see the re-evaluation of pastors or elders, especially when someone brings a charge.
你看第十九节。
Okay, verse 19.
第十九节，他说：“控告长老的臣子，非有两三个见证人，就不要收。犯罪的人在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也不可以惧怕。我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见行事，也不可偏心。
Verse 19, do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging.Doing nothing from partiality.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，做牧师呢是很危险的工作。
So brothers and sisters, we want to know that being a pastor is a dangerous work.
啊，怎么样危险呢？
How dangerous can it be?
所以从提摩太前书，我们看到牧师的工作呢，包括要指出错误的教导。
And we see from 1 Timothy that the work of the pastor is to identify false teaching.
啊，而且呢。你如果有人犯罪，还要责备他，还要指出来。
So if someone sins, he is to rebuke the sinner.
啊，这个是很危险的，你知道吗？
This is dangerous work, do you know?
啊，我知道有一个牧师啊，但很多有这样的例子。我知道有一个牧师，有一个姐妹来找他，告诉他说他要离婚。那个牧师说不可以。
And there are many of such examples, and I actually know of one pastor.And a sister came to see him and said, I want a divorce. And he told her, no, you can't do that.
圣经里面说不可以这个离婚。
The Bible says that you shouldn't get a divorce.
你应该跟你的丈夫和好。
You should reconcile with your husband.
但是那个姐妹心里已经有了第三者，而且跟他在一起了。
But the sister already has a third party in the relationship and she was in an affair.
所以这个牧师就指出说你不可以，你这个叫犯罪。
And the pastor pointed this out to her and rebuked her for committing a sin.
那么这好经过几次之后，这个姐妹非常生气。
And after a few times, the sister was extremely angry.
最后有一次她做什么呢？
And there was one time.
啊，她在辅导她的时候，她大声喊，撕破衣服，啊，她这个非礼她。
So during one of the counseling sessions, she tore her clothes and she shouted, molest!
所以这个牧师怎么样跳进黄河洗不清？
And so this pastor is now caught in a deep mire and cannot clear his name.
啊，所以你看到吗？如果这个牧师去指出错误，过不久你看，只要我指出一些人的错误，过不久他就说他讲道讲得不好，他的例子 not interesting, 那么他发音不准，他很多东西可以讲。
And, If I keep pointing out some people's sin, after a while you will see that these people will start to be very critical of the sermon. For example, he doesn't use good illustrations and he cannot pronounce the words properly, etc.
所以你会发现就很多挑剔了。
So there will be a lot of fault finding.
所以保罗写给提摩太说，如果控告长老的臣子非两三个人不要受。
Therefore, Paul wrote to Timothy, do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses.
所以这个非常重要，你随时有人告，整天总是有人讲牧师不好的。
And this is important because there are often many people who want to find fault with the pastor.
我坦白地告诉你。
Let me tell you frankly.
我没有牧师是完全的。
There is no perfect pastor.
啊，但是我很感恩我们教会的弟兄姐妹很容忍我的缺陷。
But I'm very thankful that the brethren in this church, they are very tolerant toward my misgivings.
啊，所以他们对我，只要我们按照圣经努力的学习，努力的牧养，我知道我们不是完全人，总是有缺点，总是有软弱的。
And what they require of me is that I preach the Bible clearly and accurately. And indeed, none of us are perfect. All of us have weaknesses.
所以我感谢主, 教会的弟兄姐妹, 对我能够这方面的忍耐。
So I'm thankful to the Lord that our church brothers and sisters are very tolerant towards me in this area.
我不是最天才, 最好看的牧师啊, 也不是最天才的演讲家。
I'm not the most talented speaker nor the most handsome man.
也不是声音最好的歌唱家。
And neither is my voice the best.
但是你们愿意听我啊, 每个礼拜天都听我。
But yet every Sunday you're willing to listen to me.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
所以这里说不要随便的接受人的臣子。
So it says here not to admit a charge in any fashion.
所以这个 admit 这个字呢，个收这个权子，他说这个告长老的臣子啊，不，除非有两三个见证，就不要收这个收字。
So the word admit a charge means do not receive it.
这个收字呢，就是 entertain 或者是去思想，就是我想都不想。 你如果要告长老，要告牧师呢？你没有见证，没有证据呢？我想都不想， we're not even entertain.
So it carries the idea not to even entertain any thoughts about the charge unless there is evidence.
所以这个 charge 这个臣子这个意思呢，是指 public hearing， 就是说有公开的审讯或者公开的讨论这件事情。
So the charge here actually refers to a public hearing or public discussion of the matter.
所以他的意思是说，当如果有人告这个长老或者牧师，如果你没有证据的话呢，你根本不要听，也不要entertain，也不要找几个人一起来谈这个问题，根本不可以。这个是圣经的教导。So
the Bible here teaches us that if someone brings a charge without witnesses or without evidence, do not even entertain such a thought. Don't even discuss about it. It is not necessary.
你知道在旧约里面大卫王吗？
In the Old Testament, we know of King David.
有一次大卫王有机会呢，去，因为扫罗有时候不大方便，他到这个山洞里面，结果大卫有机会把他的这个衣服剪了一块下来。大卫因为剪了那块衣服，心里很不甘，很担心，很担忧。
When Saul, King Saul, was in hot pursuit of King David's life, there was once when Saul went into a cave to relieve himself, and David happened to be hiding in the cave, and in the darkness David cut a portion of Saul's cloak, and after doing that David's heart was not at ease.
他心里面一直自我责备,
and he kept blaming himself.
因为这个是神的受膏者,
because this is the Lord's anointed.
除非你有很好的证据, 除非你真的知道, 你不要随便告长老跟不要告教会的领袖。
So unless you have real solid proof, do not charge an elder or pastor in any fashion.
这个是圣经的教导。
This is what the Bible teaches.
那么如果真的有呢？
But what if there really is?
我们看第20节。
Look at verse 20.
他说犯罪的人, 这边指犯罪的人是指那些长老, 如果有人长老或者牧师犯罪呢, 要当众人面前责备他, 叫其余的人都可以惧怕。
As for those who persist in sin, this referring to elders or pastors who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all so that the rest may stand in fear.
这个就是指到教会呢, 必须要圣洁。
This referring to the purity of the church.
作为牧师长老, 你教导神的圣经, 人尊重你。 如果你犯罪, 人就会在众人面前责备你。
As pastors and elders, you teach the word of God and deserve respect from people. But when you sin, you are to be publicly rebuked.
特别是21节，你看一看。
Especially look at verse 21.
突然间保罗说，我在神、在耶稣基督还有那些天使面前吩咐你、嘱咐你要守这些，不可纯真见，不可偏心。
And Paul all of a sudden says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging. Do nothing from partiality.
为什么要在神面前、在耶稣面前、在天使面前？这个其实是一个发誓，或者是在一个宣告，说你必须要这样做。 Your charge.
And why bring in the name of God and Christ Jesus and the angels? This is actually a very, very serious charge. It is almost like an oath.
所以是告诉众人，如果有人犯罪呢，你不可以容忍他，必须要来真正的来对付他。
So if there are those who persist in sin, do not tolerate this sin, and you must rebuke them.
如果他没有犯罪呢，你就不可以告他。
But if there is no evidence of sin, do not even charge him.
我们来到最后一点。
We come to the last point.
最后一点是。 这个牧师长老，你要安立牧师长老，他的要求是什么？
And the last point is the requirement of appointing elders or pastors.
为什么讲到是牧师长老的案例呢？
Why is it talking about the appointing of pastors and elders?
请看第二十二节。
Please look at verse 22.
他说，给人行按手的礼不可急促，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
所以按手的礼的意思呢，就是指给他案例，或者给他有这个跟他 identify， 跟他有同样的看见，同样的这个承认，同一个想法。
The laying on of hands is referring to the appointing of the elders or the pastors. In other words, you are identifying with them or acknowledging them.
所以在这里呢，我们看到呢，这里是讲说，在牧师长老的，你要安立他呢，不要快，要不要急促。So
in the appointing of elders or pastors, do not be hasty.
所以有很多时候不要这么快就做决定。
And very often we shouldn't come to a decision so quickly.
时间是最好的这个审判官。Time
is the best judge.
有些人不明白。
Some people do not understand.
有些人说，为什么你不要快点来安利他？你看他做得很好。
Some people will ask, why don't you appoint such and such a person? He's doing a good job.
弟兄姊妹，有时候不要这么快，有很多好处。其中一个好处是保护教会。
And very often, not to be hasty actually has many benefits. One of the benefits is that it protects the church.
因为如果你安利了一个人，结果他犯罪的，很多人就会跌倒。
Because when you appoint somebody who is not suitable, when this person sins, a lot of people will be stumbled.
那么，但是同时候不但是保护教会，也保护那个人。你知道，太早安利那个人呢，那个人呢没有机会学习，没有机会来改正他的弱点。
And not only do we want to protect the church by not appointing hastily, it also protects that particular individual because it's giving him time to learn and to correct his weaknesses.
很多时候你太快来安利他的时候呢，他承受不了，他可能跌倒，他一跌倒就很久都站不起来。
And very often, if you appoint someone too hastily, if he cannot bear that burden, he might fall and stumble, and it will take a long time for him to recover.
那么22节他说不要在别人的罪上有份，就说你安利了他，结果你说他可以，结果他原来是犯了罪，很多人就会跌倒，你也犯了罪，因为你按了这个人，让众人来跟随他，结果很多人跌倒了。
Verse 22 says, nor take part in the sins of others. This is actually referring to when somebody is appointed hastily, and if he sins, many people are stumbled, and in this sense, the one who appointed him also actually is for committing a sin of stumbling others.
我们看到很多例子，现在特别这个末世时代呢，在很多这样的例子，在美国也好，在新加坡也好，有很多这样的例子，结果信徒心里灵性开始冷淡，是同样的原因。
And we are indeed in the last days or the end times, and we see in the United States and also in Singapore, many pastors are falling into sin and stumbling others.
所以他说，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
Do not take part in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
当他讲到这句话了，一说你要圣洁。
So you are to be holy.
当他想到这个的时候，他突然想到，哎呀，这个。 提摩太，你的肚子不好，你不用，因为你不用只喝水，你可以加一点酒。可见这个提摩太不喝酒的。
And at this stage, all of a sudden, Paul says, "Do not drink only water, but use a little wine." In other words, Timothy actually avoided alcohol.
所以提摩太说不可以喝酒，他怕喝酒会犯罪，所以他说我要清洁，不喝酒。
So it is very likely that Timothy wanted to keep himself away from alcohol in order not to fall into any form of sin.
但是保罗不是立法主义者。
But Paul is not or was not a legalist.
所以他说, 这个时候你肚子不好, 加一点酒没问题的, 不要害怕, 这个还是清洁的。
So Paul is telling him that because of your stomach and your frequent ailments, don't worry about adding a little bit of wine. That is not a sin.
因为在第一世纪的水呢, 不像今天我们的水非常的干净, 对不对?
Because in the first century, they lack portable water like us.
很多人今天新加坡人太宠坏了。
And the Singaporeans are very pampered.
我们新加坡人很多人去买这个矿泉水，你知道吗？
And the Singaporeans would go and buy bottled water.
你知道吗? 全世界很少国家可以直接从水龙头里面喝那个水，新加坡的水可以这样喝的。 但是很多人不喝，去买矿泉水。
And do you know that many countries, they cannot drink the water straight off the tap, but we can. Our water straight off the tap is clean enough to be drank, yet we do not drink it and we buy bottled water.
所以第一世纪的水呢不够干净，所以加一点酒算是消毒。
So the first century, the water was not that clean. Adding a little bit of wine, it will actually kill germs.
所以保罗在讲你要保持清洁的时候，想到哎呀，提到想到你肚子不好，可以喝点酒，没有犯罪，是还是圣洁的。
So when Paul says keep yourself pure, he suddenly remembers that Timothy had a stomach and frequent ailments. So he tells Timothy, if you just use a little bit of wine, don't worry, you will still keep yourself pure, you are not committing a sin.
所以到第二十四节他回去再讲到说，安立长老的时候呢，不要快，有些人的罪是明显的，有些人的罪是后来跟上去，意思说一看就知道不可以安立，有些人是看可以，但是过了一段时间，哦，他的罪出来了。
And then he comes back to verse 24, the sins of some men are conspicuous, but the sins of others appear later. In other words, certain people, one look at them, you know that they have a sinful life and they cannot be appointed, but there are others, on the surface, they look okay, but their sins will come later.
这个是从罪的角度去看。
This is going from the angle of looking at sin.
但是第25节是有些人行善, 有些人一看就说他很会做,他很好行善, 但是有些人呢,不明显, 你看,哎呀,这个好, 但是有些人看不出来, 但是有些人看不出来,你慢慢看就看出来了。
And then he takes a positive approach now, looking at good works. Some people's good works are very conspicuous for all else to see, but there are some whose good works would actually take time to be discovered because they cannot remain hidden. So we must give time to observe the good works of some people.
如果那些真的是爱主的呢，不管你有没有安利他，他已经在侍奉了。
And those who truly love the Lord, whether you appoint him or not, he will be serving.
这样的人呢，我们一定要去，时间一长了我们就看得到，所以时间是我们最好的朋友。
And such people deserve to be appointed, but time is the best judge and our best friend.
如果一个人很想要，一直要在时间没有到之前要坐在前面呢，我告诉你，这个人更可怕，最好还是不要。
If there are those who are so desiring to become leaders, and even before the time is right, they strive and they want to be leaders, let me tell you, this is a dangerous thing, and such people ought not to be appointed.
所以今天看到吗？我们今天所讲的这段经文，就是主我们的神给教会领袖的一个设计。 或者是一个计划，或者他的旨意，让我们知道怎么样对待我们的牧者跟长老。So
this passage today lets us see God's design for church leadership and how we ought to treat pastors and elders.
我们知道牧师长老的神的旨意是让牧师长老在教会做什么呢？要装备信徒，让他们各尽其职，来服侍神。And
we know that the purpose that God has given pastors and teachers to the church is to equip the saints so that they will all do their part in building up the church.
所以我们说，教会呢，是神给信徒的成圣的一个礼物，一个途径。
And therefore, we have said before that the church is actually a means that God has given for the sanctification of the saints.
神把每一个人信主之后放在教会里面，然后给教会 牧师 教师要他们成全信徒呢，各尽其职呢，为什么呢？建立基督的身体。
And after God saves a person, He places the new Christian into a church, and to the church He gave the apostles and the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.
所以基督徒来到教会，有牧师不断的教导他圣经，来牧养他，来辅导他。他的目的呢，要使到每一个人呢，都在主面前成长，越来越像主耶稣，这是神的旨意。
So every Christian who comes to the church, the pastor and the elders teach them God's word so that they will grow and know God's word and to build up the body of Christ. This is God's will.
这是神的意思。
This is God's design.
所以今天我们学到什么功课呢？如果神的意思是这样，我们怎么样来对待我的牧师跟长老呢？
So what are the lessons from today's passage if this is indeed God's design?
我们必须要尊敬牧师跟长老。
We are to esteem the church leaders.
我们要善待我们的牧师跟长老。
We are to reward our church leaders.
我们也要保护他，因为很多人只要很多这个人言人语，这我们要小心，要保护他们，除非有证据，不然就不要接受。
We also need to protect the church leaders against slander, against charges that are false because there are every sort of people talking about them.
所以我们要保护他们。
So we need to protect them.
那么如果他们真的犯罪呢？我们要责备他们，要为他们守望。
And if they really did sin, then we must rebuke them and we must watch out for them.
所以这个就是神给我们的教导。
And this is the teaching that God has gave us.
你愿意遵守神的话吗？
Are you willing to obey God's word?
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, help us, Lord, as a church, that we will obey your word and we will give our pastor and elders what they deserve, especially our pastor who labor in preaching and teaching. Help us to honor him and to reward him accordingly, and in so doing obey the scriptures, and help us to submit to him and to obey him so that, Lord, he will be able to give an account of our souls, not in grief but in joy. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.